So, notice that in that story, even though it's short and really quite to the point, we have an escalation of emotions. So I'm actually introducing a whole process in order to allow you to get as excited as I was. Also notice how everything I've done so far still counts. In my mind, I was visualizing the whole Christmas build-up, and I was just describing it as it came to my mind. I also enter the emotions first. You've got to go first. Enter the emotional states yourselves. It's really important to do this because it really adds a flavor to what you're doing. Notice how my tonality changed. My pace and rhythm matched the state that I wanted to do. If you need to review that, go back to the Hypnotic Language Foundation on CD3 and it'll have all the exercises you need in order for you to have a really powerful control of your tonality, your rhythm, and your internal states. Now, when you create your own stories, I want you to use a couple of high energy states like excitement, like enthusiasm, and motivation. Then, also use some hypnotic states. The best states to use are in the list that you created during the exercises at the end of CD5, Emotional Triggers. So these are the useful states like relaxation, fascination, curiosity, fascination. All of these states, which are more hypnotic, should be on your list. And I want you to take each one of those lists. You should have 5 to 10 on that list by now. And I want you to create a story that brings that experience back to life. So now you have more ways of creating those experiences in people. Remember to keep using your sensory-rich language, your tonality. Go first, put your own emotional states in the place, visualize the scene, keep things inside the circle. Don't try and be funny, clever, or good in any particular way. Don't stifle creativity by being critical or self-analytical. Just open your mouth and start talking, and whatever comes out, let it come out. It doesn't have to be great, you just have to follow through those stages. Make sure you hit the 3 pillars of good storytelling and just enjoy the exercise for yourself. The more you do this, the easier it'll become for you. This is very, very good training for your mind. So really put the effort into mastering this properly.